Welcome to this week's edition of Pit Stop with me, Jaco van der Merwe, and I am joined by Charles Bosch. On the menu this week, yet another Bucky. Yes, South Africa is Bucky country, and as long as they're going to bring us new Buckies, we're going to tell you all about it. Well, this one isn't here quite yet. Charles got a bit of a glimpse of it. So just to let the cat out of the bag, it's the new Mahindra Bucky, which at this stage doesn't really have a name. It's called the Mahindra Global Pickup. Of course, the current line of Buckies, the top one is the pickup, the other one, the more work-orientated workhorse type of a deal, that is the Bolero. But over to Charles. Charles, obviously, they didn't tell you everything about this Bucky. There's still a lot of blanks to be filled in, but what do we know at this stage?
Well, what we know is it's going to be based on a brand new body-on-frame platform shared with the Scorpio N. Think of it as Scorpio N Bucky. So we didn't get to see, we only got to see it as a sort of a pre-production. Mahindra, unconfirmed reports suggest that it will enter production in either 2024 or 2025. Although if you look at the concept that was shown at this, it was the global reveal in Cape Town. It looks production ready. Everybody said, well, it was very much off-road accessorized and sort of with a bunch of off-road stuff, which will probably not make it into the eventual production model, maybe as an option. But that's what we know. Same engines as the Scorpio N. But apart from that, not much was said.
So basically, what you can do, you can just follow the little link to the video we've got that Charles shot of the thing. Charles, they put the little Bucky on a little revolving stand there. You were allowed to take videos, but not really to touch or get into it.
Well, we couldn't get in it because it was locked. We tried to get a sneak peek of what it looks like inside, but they were very, very clever. Apart from locking the doors, they had this, it was almost like a cover that you put a boot, think of it as a extended boot board that you get, or a parcel shelf, and this put straight across the interior. So we saw a little bit of the steering wheel, we saw the headrests, but nothing else. It was almost as if they've stapled the whole thing to the dash, so we couldn't see anything.
But what we do know at this stage is obviously, like you mentioned, the exterior of the Bucky, like we all probably expected, that because it's sharing the same platform with the Scorpio N, that it will look like the recently launched Scorpio N. And obviously, the pickup has been around for a very long time, 17 years.
Yes. Yeah.
And obviously, seriously, it's getting dated, but on the other hand, it's developed almost like a cult following.
Yes.
And we recently did a little statistical story that showed, apart from the top three, the South Africa's top three selling Buckies, the Toyota Hilux, the Ford Ranger, and the Isuzu D-Max, that Mahindra is very firmly in fourth position over the last 24 months or so, and picking up with very solid sales. Of course, locally built the pickup in Durban. Charles, what did they say, the new global pickup for now? Will that be built in Durban?
We asked them about it. They were very coy about that. I think the main reason is because the current pickup will continue to be built. It's not going to get replaced by the global pickup because Mahindra has adopted what we call a three-tier product lineup. So the Bolero will remain. It will eventually also be available as an EV at some stage. Then we will have the pickup, and then we will have the global pickup. So they were not willing to confirm whether it will be built in Durban, continue to be built there alongside the pickup, as we know, it's beginning quite confusing between the two names. But for now, we will only get to know probably their plans once 2024, 2025 arrives.
And just briefly going back to the power, you said it will probably be highly likely that 2.2 turbo diesel M-Orc engine. Tell us more a bit about that. In which products do we find it at the moment?
So the question was whether Mahindra will be introducing a more powerful engine. They were very clear from the start. This will be a combustion engine vehicle powered by a diesel engine. They are not going to introduce a more powerful engine. They will be sticking with the 2.2-liter M-Hawk diesel, which we know is being used in the Scorpio N. It's going to probably be the same engine in the Scorpio N. It's also used in the XUV 700 and the pickup, what we know. And then there was, we believe also, probably to a lesser extent, probably reserved for India, you'll have the 2-liter turbo M-Stallion petrol engine, which is available in the XUV 700. But for now, that 2.2 is going to remain. Probably a new evolution of that engine, but there's going to be no upsizing of any diesel engine on the horizon.
Do you think, obviously, difficulty still a year or two out from that Bucky being actually launched and before we'll know the exact lineup, specifications, the pricing? Do you think, especially with a position that Pickup finds itself in at the moment, like I said, fourth place at the table, have done really well over the last few years, do you think this new development and the way that Bucky looks, and we can only guess pricing if we look at the Scorpio N and we look at the XUV700, if you look where that fits into the bigger picture, that's quite competitive pricing those products have. If you can just compare the Scorpio N to its rivals, the Everest and the Fortuner, which is a mid-size seven-seater body-on-frame SUV, we can only guess that this new pickup is highly likely to be very competitively priced. And do you think it's something Toyota, Ford, the likes of Isuzu, do you think they're taking notice of this?
I think they should probably take notice of it because we had a drive around Cape Town in the Scorpio N. We're lucky to sneak a drive of it. And you attended the launch yourself a while ago. It is by far and away a huge step up from a quality perspective from the pickup, from what we know. And I think from that view, we always say the Ranger is one of the most technologically advanced vehicles or buckies in its class. The same, well, the new Toyota that's coming out in 2024, 2025 will probably be the same. So I think they have to take notice of this because the pickup is very rudimentary. It's very hard inside. There's no soft touch points, if I can put it like that. This one, because it's going to be based on the Scorpio N, which is a lot more plush, it's going to elevate Mahindra into a more premium segment. Obviously, it's going to be, like you said, we don't know pricing yet, but it's probably going to be a bit cheaper. But I think that the big three will have to take notice of this.
Of course, very interesting times. Like Charles mentioned, the Hilux expected within the next year or so to join, obviously, the new Ford Ranger. Isuzu last year underwent quite a big step up. And with the addition of the Mahindra, then basically all top four of our best Bucky sellers in this country would have been updated, and they would have all very nice products and nice selections and everything. But like I said, that's what you come to expect of Bucky country, which South Africa is. There's no two ways about it. And the more we learn down the line about this new Mahindra Bucky, the more we will let you into the loop. And that's all from us for this week's edition of Pit Stop. I'm Jaco van der Merwe. I was joined by Charles Bosch. Thanks for listening. Cheers.